Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be understood, how to feel understood. And we've done a lot of energetic work. We've called in, we've shifted perspectives, we've shifted some energy, we've cleared some energy. Now is the time to start working on it in real time in your life. I mean, I think all of this helps you work on it in real time. But this next step involves your current relationships and just start to be your true self. We censor, we hide, we say what we think people want to hear. Mind you, this true people who aren't them true selves, I don't like being around them at all. So if you hear some like in my voice, it's because I don't like it. It's so gross. And I say that because there were times in my life way, way back when I used to not be my true. No, that's a lie. I'm typically my true self. I have other issues, but not that one. But people who say whatever, who have two faces, you don't realize that you think you're, I don't even know what you're doing. Like, maybe you think you're fooling people, it gets people to like you, but it's temporary, it's fleeting, you're playing a character. And even if people do fall for you, they fell for the character. At some point, you got to be your true self. So be your true self, start practicing being your true self with those around you. And I'm not saying there are probably people who embody that to the extent to which I described it, but I do think we all, myself included, have little ways where we're not our true self. I'm asking you to release that way of being, and be your true self with those around you. Say what you mean. Stop censoring yourself. Be honest. And you can do all of that in a really loving and harmonious way, because it's just truth. People don't fight with truth. People love truth. Even if it's not exactly, it might rub them the wrong way at some point. Some part of them is going to get it. I'll tell you a story. I had a client some years back who got really mad at me, and personally, right? She got really mad at me personally, and so it winded up being a business dispute. I've shared this story once before, and we wind up having to go to small claims court on a package that she had bought for me that she had decided to terminate, and I have policies against that, but because I was very insecure in business at the time, and I would do anything to keep a client. And so I thought there was some way, my insecure part of me thought there was some way I could keep the client by telling her that she could have the money back after she kind of badgered me and beat me up pretty badly, energetically. And that was definitely a time where I would let clients do that. And so we winded up settling. I gave her the balance of the package only because I had said it. I spoke to two attorneys who were like, "Hey, your policies are rock solid. You shouldn't, you know, all the proof is there that, you know, she's terminating this service." And so it was me. My insecurities got in the way and I had to go through this thing. And so in that, you know, after I go through something that's like that, I really consciously do the work to not repeat it. And I had shifted my energy around this person. And as I was going through my Rolodex one summer, it was quiet. And I was like, okay, let me reach out to some people I haven't heard from in a while. And it had probably been like 2 years since this had happened. And so I reached out to her. And she wrote me back and she said, "I don't know if I could work with you again, but I still listen to your podcast." It's like, yeah, because nobody argues with truth, and that's what I channel is truth. And so I was like, Okay. Do you? I get it. I get it. You know, I'm a salesperson. And so, of course, I'm going to reach out if it feels right and true to me. But in that moment, I realized, like, oh, she may not have liked me anymore. But truth is truth. And I want you to consider that even if somebody's feathers are ruffled, if you are true to yourself, if you are presenting yourself from a place of, this is who I really am, this is my authentic self, you are actually creating a space so that you can be better understood. Doesn't mean that person will agree with you, but you are creating an energetic field where all is possible. Because you've tapped in to the energetic field of all is possible. So being your true self is a gift. For those that, you know, operate in smoke and mirrors and say what they need to say and shuck and jive, and I think people do that in a negative sense, and I think people do that in a positive sense, hoping to get a result, right? Neither people get results. And when I say positive sense, I don't mean positive in the grand scheme of positivity. I'm talking about they're just super nice, right? Like overly nice. Or and then there are some people that do it because they're trying to get over, whatever. They're still not being true. And maybe they are. I don't know. Do we really want to look at it that deeply? Just be true to yourself. And if you want to connect with people, if you want to have great relationships with people, know that that's your job. Is to be who you really are, because then that person knows what they're getting, right? When you approach things from, I'm only going to tell a little bit, or I'm going to just tell this, or I'm going to say it this way, on some level, either people can feel it and they take a step back, or people are like, oh, okay. And they believe you. And then when you present them with something different, you're contributing to the struggle. You're contributing to the chaos. You're contributing to the energy of strife on our planet. So just be your true self. And then everything gets easier from there. Everything gets easier from there. You know, be your true self, even in your insecurities, even in your doubts, even in your fear, even in your worry. Just be your true self. And that's where the love that you are so desperate for will show up and appear. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing this series on being understood. So if you want to be understood better, just be your real self, your authentic self, your healthy self, the self that is working on itself, the part of you that is doing the best you can in the moment, the you that believes, that has faith. That even in your imperfections, which is just a part of the human condition, you know that you can show up and be fully and completely present in that moment. Be that self. Be that self all the time. And all the love, all the connection that you're seeking will be yours. Okay. Thank you for listening to this program. If you're looking for a coach, you know where to find me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Also, while you're on my website, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get 2 free intuitive messages from me a week. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again.